at welcome na sa bagong edition ng The Podcasts. The certainly one of the podcast ever. So, akong i-host si Tats Padua. You may call me Jin or Tats nga. Anyway, it's been a while by doing this podcast. How are you? I hope you're doing well. So, for me, let's go to the parts kung anong meron na saan sa buhay. So, it's been 3 months before, after I released a podcast, which is a last, year-ender pa, I believe. And yun, but now I'm doing much better than what I want. Kumbaga, if I remember correctly, the last podcast, I'm hopeful of myself. I'm hopeful of my 2023. And, lo and behold, yeah, I'm super positively good. In a good mood now. Sana atong year na, the year of Tats Redemption Arc sa law school at sa buhay, hindi ba? Anyways, yeah, I'm doing well. Second sem na namin. So, I'm certainly much busier than... Oh, much na nga, busier pa. I'm certainly busier than last sem. Since last sem, 3 subjects lang ako ngayon. 6 na subjects na ako. Plus, nag-driving school na rin ako. So, that... I'm really busy person. Quote unquote. Although, ang morning routine ko... probably tulog lang, tapos gising, mag-aaral, tapos mag-aantay ng oras for the class, kakabahan, tapos kapag nag-recite, ayan, mag-i-stutter, manalangin ka na lang na yung sagot mo ay good naman or nasa tama. Anyway, and after that, sana good grade ka at makapasa ka. And rinse and repeat, you know. Ayan yan. But you know, yung ganong routine sa akin ngayon, much better than last sem. Which is nga, nakita yung mga klase ko na Monday to Thursday sila, kabado ako, medyo chill lang. Pero syempre, may other side sa feeling ko na parang, damn, that should be me too. Maga, yung pressure na nakuha nila, yung anxiety na, dapat andun na rin ako sa position na to. But you know, I do slack siguro or I lack on performance and stuff like that. Yun nga. Ano ba mang mararamdaman ko kundi inggit? Nakakaingit din na sila ay advanced na sa akin. Although, medyo nakakatuwa lang makita na medyo sila anxious ako at medyo quote-unquote chill. Chilling while anxious kumbaga. Anyway. And yun nga, sobrang and it positively rewarded naman yung ginawa ko last sem since I did for my best for my law school days, di ba? Kumbaga, for me, it's a kind of not a good sem for me. Kumbaga, enough of scrolling around. Pero ngayon, ganun pa rin naman ako, nandun pa rin sa it's now or never mentality pa rin. Kasi if I take it if I take it again for granted yung privilege na nandito ako, my future self will be admonished me. I will regret it. Future self, future thoughts will regret his decision. So I'm certainly doing my best and hard, and I study as hard as I can to digest this concept na halos alien sa normal na tao. Kapag nag-aaral ka ng loop, parang nag-aaral ka na rin talaga ng ibang lingwahe talaga. Kumbaga, yung intricacy ng batas. It's kind of interesting at the same time. It's kind of exhausting, but you know, it's rewarding. I know it is super duper rewarding for me. Anyway, that's enough for me, and I hope you're doing well. Sana makapag-practice rin ako ng pag-drive. Kumbaga, pangarap ko maging driver. if I'm really a simple guy, ang pangarap ko ay maging driver talaga. Anyways, I did pass my driving school, so kailangan ko na ng konting practice, then I'm go for LTO licensing for assessment din, and after that makakuha na ng lisensya. Hopefully makakuha na yung lisensya ko this year. Well, yun naman talaga yung plano. And yun nga, natapos ko na nga yung driving school ko. Practice na lang talaga. Kailangan ko na lang ng kotse na mapagpapractice sa pagdadrive. At kotse na siguro siya. Di joke lang. Ayun. Yun. So, let's go to the podcast now. Ang ina, mag-6 minutes na. Wala pa rin tayo sa topic natin. Ano nga ba ang topic natin ngayon, Kuya Tats? Well, ang ating topic ngayon ay tantaranan pleasure. Alam mo, nakakatawa, no? So, siguro itong word na ito, napaka-negative ng connotation sa iyo kapag makarinig ka ng pleasure. Ah, it will leave you anxious or stressed, di ba? Well, ayun naman kalimitan na co-correlate sa word na yun. And you know, pressure, you feel it by your parents uttering words na kailangan mo maghanap ng trabaho, kailangan mo mag-aral na mabuti, kailangan mo maging cum laude, kailangan mo maging managerial, kailangan mo mag-masteral, you know, or naririnig ba sa mga tropa mo na, oy tol, mag-iPhone ka na rin, magka na mag-Android. Fuck that shit, fuck iPhone users. Hindi, joke lang. Yun nga, or you may feel it inside your loved ones, di ba? But let's define pressure muna, shall we? So pressure is defined by the Oxford language. First, yung pressure, ang ibibigay nilang definition ay yung sa science, is a continuous physical force exerted on or against an object by something in contact with. Pangalawa, it's a use or of persuasion, influence, or intimidation to make someone to do something. And ito yung verb. At ito yung pinaka-alam lang natin. It is an attempt to persuade or coerce someone into doing something. Ano? Oh, yan mo na, tulog na ngayong pusa. Anyway, update, natulog yung pusa namin sa pinto. Ilang naman. Kaya dinadaldal ako ng kapatid. Nag-record ako rito eh. Hindi, joke lang. Anyways, so, pressure is a persuasion, influence, or intimidation to make someone to do something. Parang dun pala sa pinaka-definition itself. Ang negative na yung connotation ng pressure, no? But for me, I'm gonna reward your brain a little bit na pressure is not a bad thing. Repeat after me. Pressure is not a bad thing. If it's necessary, tandaan mo yan. Pressure is not bad. It's not negative if it's necessary. You know, in life, we need stress. We need pressure talaga sa buhay natin. We need to feel that kind of urgency. If we do not feel that kind of urgency, we will not strive as a human beings. We will not develop. We will not evolve as a person. Ayun yung nasabi ko. So, for me, ito ay teorya ko lang naman at I don't think na may supporting theory for this. Maybe there's someone na and I'm certainly hindi ako gagawa ng research na to since I'm far from kumbaga yung ano ko career pathway ko ay iba na nila na sa psychology. But anyways, for me, sa tingin ko may dalawang klase ng pressure. Number one, ito siguro naririnig nyo nga ito, necessary pressure. Number two is the toxic pressure. So distinguish one to another. So yun, necessary pressure, ito nga yung sinasabi ko, it is the positive pressure. it will drive you to do something better. It will make you develop for your character development nga, for your educational or career development. Necessary pressure should be there. Tanda mo yan. If not, then you're being stagnant as a person. Or sa career mo, kumbaga, nag-stagnant ka na lang sa pagiging employee or a worker, di ba? And you know that you do really need, you know to yourself na di lang yan yung potential mo. You need to do something better, and di ka lang naman dapat na nakatenga ka lang sa clerical position. Eventually, you will be hungry for something better, much better. Ano mo yan? Kahit yung gaganda na, kahit yung may mga kilala tayo na okay naman yung karir nila dito sa Pilipinas, pero kung magpunta sila sa ibang bansa for better career opportunity, and that's alright. They're giving themselves a lot of pressure to be better. And for that, we should take that as a inspiration. On the other hand, the toxic pressure, ito yung pressure na sobrang unconsociable, you know, unreasonable, diba? Halimbawa, ito yung mga kind of pressure. Pre, kailangan mo maging kung laude, you know, yung magulang mo, sabihin na kailangan maging managerial position ka na, you know, they pressure you to, halimbawa, bigay ng bagsabahan yung mas malaki. Or, you know, pinipag siguro sa, ano, sa friendship or social, syempre, ang pinaka-kalimitan nito is yung peer pressure. But you know, peer pressure, may dalawa lang yan. Kumbaga, it will be the one na gagawin mo ito kasi hindi naman dahil sa peer pressure per se, pero, you know, you, on the other side, parang ginagawa mo lang siya or permitting the other part of it. Nagawa mo siya kasi it's adventurous, you know, it's kind of ish feeling na I have to do this because I want to experience this kind of stuff, and you know, and yung kind of depression, the other one is, you know, the one that the death of you, mga taking drugs, illegal drugs, diba? Or no, may mga classic na ano, let's drink and drive, ganun, yung mga ganun stupid shit na stupid pressures, diba? Yung mga ganung klaseng pressure, ano siya ng toxic pressure, and let's talk about that. Sometimes necessary pressure can be a toxic pressure. How is that? So yun, parang nasabi, parang medyo paradoxical nung ganong connotation, no? Diba sabi mo nga, pressure is necessary and therefore we should take it as a drive to evolve us. Well, I'm gonna tell you na, syempre, necessary pressure is should have only a necessary amount. Kumbaga, it should be a healthy amount of necessary pressure. If a pressure ay sobrang ayun nga, unreasonable na, kumbaga, yung pressure na yun, ayun yung nag-drive sa'yo as a person. Kumbaga, di ka disciplined to do something. Kumbaga, ang something na lang na will be your drive or your motivation is that pressure. Kumbaga, pinuput mo yung sarili mo into the position na sobrang desperado ka for pressure or to do it. Kumbaga, you took this much higher levels of anxiety and stress for yourself to the point na it's kind of exhausting. Then it becomes a toxic pressure. And that kind of toxic pressure, it leads to burnout. Diba? Yun nga. Burnout, ayun din yung topic ni Pastor Kinab. Although yung kanya, it's more likely yung experiences nila sa burnout. But this one, kind of explain it a little bit. So, ayan. Yung nga, burnout kapag sobrang pagod ka na nga, this kind of pressure and stress and anxiety, it's too overwhelming. Then that's becoming toxic to the point na yun nga. Parang, this is exhausting. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to escape this kind of situation. You know, that's burnout now. And that's toxic. So, toxic pressure na yun. So, by... So, yun nga. Anong gagawin natin? Ano bang kailangan natin gawin para manatiling positive at healthy ang necessary pressure at di siya mantong sa toxic pressure? So, number one, you know, be reasonable for yourself. Set a goal na reasonable enough for you. And yung time frame ay reasonable din. Di masyado ganung kaikli at di masyado ganung kahaba. Di masyado ganung kaikli para hindi siya maging toxic positive, maging toxic pressure. Di siya di ganung kahabang time para hindi ka naman magiging lax to the point na you know you are being stagnant. Kumbaga, you for yourself, ikaw lang din naman makakapag-tip kung ano yung reasonable time frame to do something for you. You know, giving yourself much ano yun nga, set a reasonable and rational goals. That's the number one thing para for me to maintain necessary pressure. Number two, if things you know, when pressure is too overwhelmed, take a breather. You can make take a rest. No, give yourself a time for relax. You know, there's more than anything in life. You know, hindi lang naman dapat yung pressure yung magiging drive mo sa lahat. Kumbaga, it will serve you as a drive, yes, but hindi lang yun yung magiging cert, yun lang yung magiging drive mo sa lahat. Kumbaga, magiging one of the factors lang siya. Kumbaga, motivation mo, syempre, yung kumbaga, magiging inspiration mo, yung motivation mo, yung goals mo. And that pressure, necessary pressure that will skyrocket your development. Kumbaga. Number three, yeah, siguro dalawa lang. Yun lang masabi ko for now. Take a reasonable or humane, kumbaga, na time frame at reasonable goals and time frame for things. And take a breather or rest. Once in a while, hindi masama ang pag-take na ang break once in a while. And siguro masabi ko na lang don't if anything na will stay away for you, don't afraid to be adaptive. Minsan, when it comes to goals, di naman talaga natin masusunod yung mga plano natin once in a while. And sometimes, it is, pag mga ganung bagay, sobrang hassle talaga siya. But, kailangan mo rin maging adaptive din. Maga, yung, mga short-term goals mo at mga long-term goals mo, di siya nagkakaano. Di siya nagkaka- incompatible sa kung gagawin mo, you have to compromise or you have to adapt. Kumbaga, kung ano ba yung makakuha mo sa short term goals mo na hindi makaka-apekto sa long term goals mo. Kumbaga, you have to compromise and adapt once in a while para nga hindi siya masyado nakaka-agod. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense to you as well. And yun, baka matakot na if there is something new happens to you, don't take it as a baka matakot na take yung opportunity na yun siguro or yung new things na yun as parang an alien or a foreign thing na it will be negative for you, or mag, alam mo yun, when it comes to sudden changes kasi sa environment natin, ang natural response natin ay matatakot tayo, or we will become more defensive. But sometimes you can be that, you know, but you know, you have to, you know, adapt yourself for a while and take those new things as a challenge, and it malik mga new things na yun, when you find out new things may help your long term goals, di ba? May help you to attain your long term goals, or maybe it will be the one that change your long term goals. Sometimes ganun lang ang mangyayari lang sa buhay. I remember this one, yung kay Conan, o kay Conan O'Brien. He made this graduation or commencement speech. Tapos sinabi niya, sometimes in life, hindi mo talaga mararamdaman, hindi mo talaga yung mga paano mo sa buhay ng 20s ka. It will change once in a while. And that's okay. Huwag kang matakot na yung mga changes sa buhay mo or mga trajectory sa buhay mo ay makasira sa buhay mo. Magpus, take it as a challenge or silver lining for your long-term goals. Kung compatible sa long-term goals mo and you feel that long-term goal mo ay compatible sa'yo, then take it. If the silver lining is kind of life-changing, will change your coming your life, you have to make your choice kung you will take this change or you will take the status quo na napam. May papalas na kung gusto sabihin status quo. Let's talk about it. Status quo, sorry, aminam pa ako. Let's define status quo muna. So, status quo, it is the existing state of affairs regarding social and political issues. Yan, napaka-political nung, ano yan, nung definition. But anyway, status quo, it is a existing norm, a state of normalcy. Baga, kung meron ka ngayon, you think is, normal, no, yung everyday life mo, may trabaho ka, papasok ka, that's your status ko. Tapos kakaan mo, siyempre kakain ka ng lunch, tapos kabalik ka sa work, tapos uuwi ka, or kapag work ka mo, mag-log out ka, diba? That's your status ko. And, ano palang gusto kong sabihin, part pala ng pressure yung status ko. Anyway, paano ko ba siya at some point, status ko will become much a rough for you. Yung routine na yon, nagiging much exhausting siya to the point na parang hindi ka na, ayun nga, nagiging stagnant ka na nga. Sometimes, status ko will maintaining or maintaining status ko na hindi naman nagpapadevelop siya as a person or in your career pathway. Kumbaga, that kind of status ko, you should kailangan mong i-change siya, i-tweak siya once in a while. Wag mong masyadong, wag mong, kapag, ano, I'm in this state of status quo or state of routine na sobrang mind-numbing. I should do it at definite once at 180. I'm gonna say that's kind of stupid, you know. Kasi, you know, changing yung status ko does not go well. Ano mo yan? Kumbaga, tweaking your status ko once in a while, no? Updating it or patching it, no? Ayusin mo, i-debug mo yung, kumbaga sa laro, yun nga, i-debug mo, mag-patch, update ka once in a while para maiwasan yung bugs, i-retweet mo yun. You know, that kind of thing, we took it as a evolution or sa laro. Ganun din, let's just take that sa buhay din, you know. Tweaking your status or your routine once in a while is not a bad thing, you know. Pero hindi naman yung sobrang consistent na parang, ah, kailangan ko na. Parang alam mo yan, sa oras na to, sa this week, kailangan lasing ko magising, tapos next week, gigising na, ah, kailangan ko mga 6:30 ako gigising. Hindi naman ganung sobrang consistent. Kumbaga, you know, tweaking it once in a while, and that kind of status ko is feel me, you know, kumbaga, one and one, little by little, ayusin mo yung routine mo, you know, ay siguro magdagdag ka ng something new, mag-exercise ka, magbabasa ng libro, or you know, makipag-socialize ka once in a while. Yung mga sa tingin mo ay medyo yung mga hobbies, magdadagdag ka ng hobbies na it will develop you as a person, then you know, go for it. I don't know, it's kind of, this episode should be about pressure, but you know, laging that direct the status quo. But anyway, yun nga, pressure is positive, number one. In a nutshell, ang pinaka summary ng podcast na to, na in a nutshell, no, summary pa nga. In a nutshell, number one, pressure is positive, it's necessary. Number two, if necessary pressure is overwhelming, become past toxic pressure, so we have to avoid it. Number three, distinguishing those two will help your life much better, and you know, it will help your character development much easier for you. Number four, changing your status quo is not a bad thing. Handa mo yan. Being stable is good, but you know, stability with much with a little bit of flexibility sa buhay mo is much better. And that's it for this podcast. I hope next week or next podcast ko ay may masabi na naman akong something na helpful. And you know, I just want to say pressure is not a bad thing. And hopefully this podcast give you much a lot better perspective sa buhay. Ayun naman yung pinaka gusto ko naman kayo talaga gawin. And yun nga pala, hashtag no to jeepney pace out. Di ako magagawa ng episode for that since you know it's kind of political and I'm kind of tired of saying that. And nasa podcast ko na rin dati yun is transport problem. Baga, essentially, ganun din naman yung sabihin ko. Hindi na lang yung list lang. And hopefully, maging consistent siya. Salamat din sa prof ko sa shout-out sa kanya kay Tony PIO for pressuring me or, you know, pushing me to do this podcast. And sana yung mga klase ko rin pakinggan nila, no? At sa inyo, Ann, at B, kung nakabot kayo sa part na to. Shoutout sa mga nakikinig. Shoutout kay Pastor na nabigay din sa akin ng additional pressure to bullies. And pating-tating natin akong gawin itong podcast ko. I just, you know, tamad lang akong gawin ito. Anyway, stay safe, stay healthy, and I still suck that outro. Bye-bye. See you in the next podcast. Bye-bye. And, sayang din yung naririnig yung background music ko. Thank you.